Now, bin Laden's death was a huge boost for U.S. counterterrorism efforts, but it has also reignited a debate over the U.S. operations in Afghanistan. On Capitol Hill, many are questioning whether the mission is worth the financial and human cost now that bin Laden is gone. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
It's been nearly 10 years since the first U.S. forces landed in Afghanistan in hot pursuit of Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda and Taliban affiliates. That manhunt has shifted over the decade. So too has U.S. strategy and the number of troops. Roughly 100,000 American service personnel are now on Afghan soil. Brian Katulis, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says bin Laden's death provides a new opportunity to re-examine U.S. efforts in Afghanistan.
When you kill the leader of al-Qaeda, I think this raises questions about, well, what sort of strategic shifts do we need to make as a result of this, particularly in light of the fact that our intelligence agencies are telling us that the most imminent terrorist threat comes from Yemen and not those militants in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Bin Laden's demise has invigorated debate about Afghanistan, from the White House to Congress to the many think tanks scattered across Washington. Daniel Markey, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says there are essentially three schools of thought. One is that the U.S. should press the military advantage, going in harder and faster and more effectively than before.
Another is that this killing of bin Laden might open the door to greater opportunities for reconciliation with members of the Afghan Taliban, who might now be feeling more vulnerable and perhaps less connected to the remaining parts of al-Qaeda, open to negotiations in a way that they weren't before.
The third school of thought is that in the wake of bin Laden's death, the U.S. should declare victory in Afghanistan and pull out, saving American blood and treasure. Retired Army Lieutenant General David Barno with the Center for a New American Security says that would be dangerous short-term thinking.
I think we're conscious that a precipitate withdrawal would be very destabilizing and would probably undercut a lot of the gains we've made in recent years.
Barno says there are very robust discussions going on between all sides of the administration about what's next, not only for Afghanistan, but also Pakistan. The fact that bin Laden had lived for several years and was killed near a key military installation not far from Pakistan's capital will help shape the debate, says Markey with the Council on Foreign Relations, because the end game in Afghanistan will require the help and cooperation of Pakistan.
The United States, I think, woke up very dramatically after bin Laden's killing to a sense that Pakistan may be in even worse straits than we thought it was.
In what way?
Because there was always a question as to whether Pakistan lacked the capacity or the will to tackle some of the terrorist groups on its soil.
President Obama has a couple of months to mull over his options. In July, he's due to announce the size of the initial drawdown of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. During an earlier strategy debate soon after he took office, the president agreed to Pentagon demands to increase the number of troops. Katulis with the Center for American Progress says this time it'll be different.
The fact that he made this bold move and went after bin Laden and got him, I think this allows him to set the table in terms of what he wants to do next on Afghanistan. And despite the questions, quibbles, and concerns that are being raised, I think the president here really has enhanced maneuverability to do what he wants to do.
Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.